This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we have Keith Kahn with us in the studios for Market Wrap. So our next story is about the SST, and not everyone is happy with the fact that it replaced the GST, of course. Manufacturers claim their cost of doing business has gone up. What is the story behind this, Keith?
So this is based on a survey by the Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers, the FMM, and the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research, MIER. From their survey, 85% of the respondents they polled complained that it is now more expensive to do business today. Most of them said it's 10% more expensive than when it was under the GST regime. Now, these respondents also say things like raw materials are now more expensive. So they actually blame the SST, which apparently caused all these raw material prices to go up. So in response, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng, he vowed to get to the bottom of it. He told reporters this morning that he will investigate their claims and continue dialogues with them. But he did admit that it was a rush somewhat to implement SST last year.
I would disagree with it. We do not deny that there are problems in terms of the rapid implementation of the SST. Because, you know, we implemented a completely new tax in less than 2 months. It was implemented on the 1st of September. But I think we have fulfilled our objective of ensuring that the impact of price rises will be less compared to the GST. We never said that there will be no price increases. There will be, but the impact will be less than the GST. And this is proven by the fact that you look at the inflation rate for the entire 2018, it's only at 1%, compared to under GST at 3.7%.
That was, of course, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng. And I love what you said earlier, Keith, that he has vowed to get to the bottom of this. Makes him sound like a sort of hard-boiled detective. I guess it is important to note that, as he said there, inflation numbers are not going up.
Well, that's just it. The whole intention of replacing the GST with the SST is not so much to bring the cost of goods down. It's more to moderate their increase. I mean, like it or not, the cost of goods are just going to go up anyway. That's why the word is inflation. So that's what they are doing. And if you've noticed that these numbers, the inflation numbers, have also come down, mainly because the price of RON 95 has come down, likewise, from 220 before to around, it fell to about 190 at one point, and it's roughly
a brief
around,
golden period.
Yeah, so now it's at about 208, which the Finance Ministry has also vowed to keep, to cap at that rate.
So looking at Bursa, more results have come out. Today we saw some from being announced by FGV Holdings. What did they do?
Yeah, everyone's eyes are on FGV Holdings. They reported a net loss of about 1.1 billion ringgit for 2018. And this is compared to a net profit of 131 million the year before. So they did cite declines in CPO prices. They also spent the year plugging leaks and implementing better controls, because we all know their story. Shares-wise, FGV closed at 1 ringgit 12, down 5% from the day before. It's down a lot from its IPO price of 4 ringgit 55 in 2012, but still better than the 65 cent it saw in December.
Thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.